It's time for Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. Now, let's go out to the court for the voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here's BJ Walters.
We welcome you to Carrington High School and Cardinal Gymnasium as Region 2 basketball continues for the Carrington Cardinal girls. Tonight, it is a matchup with the Super Central Valley Burrows.
It's been kind of a crazy day. Already today, it's been kind of a crazy day, so to speak, here in Carrington, as the fire alarms went off at about 4:30. And indeed, it was a breaker issue, and credit to everybody here at Carrington High School, and that includes Connor Weber and, of course, Janelle Helm, who handled it with about as perfect as you can get in terms of execution. And now we are ready for Carrington basketball against Hillsborough Central Valley. Carrington comes in 2-0 off the 59-40 win on Friday night over the Grafton Spoilers, while just an evening ago, Hillsborough Central Valley just barely got by Drayton Valley Edinburgh North Border 48-45. This was the quarterfinal in the Region 2 quarters a season ago, and Carrington got that win on their way to advancing to the state qualifier, where they would lose to Valley City. So it is Carrington and it is Hillsborough Central Valley, and the Cardinals trying to get to 3-0 before a much more daunting part of the schedule does indeed arrive. We'll take our first break. When we come back, we will see what else is going on around Region 2 and around the state.
CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic, is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI, St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Looking for great rates and a secure investment? Well, we have the right options to grow your savings. Hi, this is Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward Carrington. Our current CD specials offer a variety of options, including annual percent yield as high as 4.5 for 7 months. Stop in today for all the details. Helping you save more, it's simply the forward way. Additional terms and conditions apply. $2,500 minimum balance required. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
I'm Madison Hornet, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Cardinals and Hilltown Central Valley coming up here. As Carrington try to get themselves to 3-0 on the young season before a very challenging part of the schedule begins on Friday with the Skyhawks of Shiloh Christian. On the subject of the Skyhawks of Shiloh Christian, let's go to the scoreboard because there has been a cancellation, as best we can tell, because of the weather, and that is Shiloh Christian at Dille Lacs Burlington. That game is not happening due to the weather. Those of you within North Dakota know that a random snowstorm fell in central North Dakota today. In fact, as it was falling, it was not even registering on the radar. So it was very random, but it did cause some visibility issues. And so the Skyhawks do not face the Lakers tonight. An evening ago, the defending state champion Devils Lake defeated Turtle Mountain 64-50 in their season opener. And as we told you at the outset, Hillsborough Central Valley 48-45 over Drayton Valley, Edinburgh North Border. Tonight, Thompson is opening their regional play at Four Winds Minnewaukan. Also, Kindred is at Wahpeton over in Region 1. Bowman County, ranked second, is at Watford City. Later on this week, in fact, on Thursday, Botno will be at Devil's Lake. First home game of the year for the Firebirds. We will see if they choose to raise the banner that night or Monday night. When Carrington are in Devil's Lake, we'll have that one for you at 6:45 on KDAK, the Cardinal, on the mobile app and on your smart speaker. Also, Lisbon is at Central Cass on Thursday. Wahpeton is in South Dakota to face Milbank and some other matchups as well. Scores today from the Barnes County Tournament. Northern Cass beat White Shield 85-12. A tournament record at the Barnes County Tournament. A tournament record 40 for Hayden Crockett. And then Lamore Litchfield Marion beat Winemere Lidgerwood 54-30. The Valley City JV about to play South Border, and the nightcap is Maple River and Enderlin. You can hear those games on our sister station, KQDJ FMQ 101. On Jamestown 107.1, the Jamestown boys open their season tonight on the road at Fargo South, while on our other sister station, KDDR The Tornado, Ricky Cloverkamp has action for you tonight as the Oaks boys open their season. I take that back. They do not have a game tonight. I beg your pardon. I was reading Thursday as Tuesday, so I apologize for that. That one is on me.
So we will take a break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton. We'll do that when Cardinal basketball continues after this.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on T-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-5346 during business hours Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
And Burroughs Region 2 basketball coming up from Carrington. We're joined by Cardinal head coach Andy Broughton, and coach, a third game of the season opening three-game homestand and a chance to start 3-0. Can't ask for much more than that.
Yeah, we were excited the way we started the season, and now we head into another region game, and we know the Hillsboro will bring some good athletes, so we got to be ready to play.
Friday night, I thought that was a really good performance that your girls had in the 59-40 win over Grafton. What was the most pleasing aspect of it?
We could put our defensive pressure on and force them to some turnovers, and turnovers led to some more attempts. You know, they shot a higher percentage, so we had to have more attempts, and we chased down some long rebounds and took care of some steals and got some easy buckets that way.
I know we've talked about your team is not by any means the biggest team in Class A, but through two games, your rebounding margin is plus 7.5. That's a big positive.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes rebounding is about effort more than, you know, the size of the people. So got to block out and go chase down the board and read the ball and be quick to the ball.
And another thing that you guys have done is in both games, you've put up at least 20 more shots than the opponent, in part due to offensive rebounding, in part due to turning people over.
Yeah, it's a combination. And you put up more shots and you make some of those, you're going to have that separation. And, you know, we got some pretty good shooters, and we got pretty good balanced lineup, some good passers to find those good shooters.
Tonight it's Hillsboro Central Valley. This is a team that a couple years ago was really going through a difficult time, and now you look at their roster, and some of the girls that have stuck around are now reaping the rewards, and they're pretty good basketball players.
Yeah, we got to keep an eye on point guard 13, Megan Ensign, and underneath, good post player underneath, number 34. She'll go left, right, and so we have to take care of business with our defensive strategy here.
They played last night. You guys press a lot. Do you feel like you might be able to wear them down just from a depth perspective, and also they're playing the back end of a back-to-back?
Yeah, we would think so, but, you know, kids are young, and they can something you have to do when you get to down to tournament time. You got to play back-to-back, so it's a good thing to have come your way to play back-to-back sometimes, so you can kind of see what kind of basketball shape you're in.
So you look at this
this game. It's a home game within the region. When the region is this stacked, as it seems to be, how important is it to make sure you win your home games?
Well, it is, but early in the season, we just want to make sure we're playing well. We're playing, you know, together and staying assignment strong and running our stuff and, you know, and pressing and getting up on the court and just making sure we're looking for each other and passing the ball freely and hitting open shots.
With the next three games against top five teams after tonight, I'm sure you and your staff will be looking for a lot of sharpness tonight as well.
Yeah, you know, like you say, you just look for good effort, good attitude, and stay sharp in your assignments and, you know, stay focused, and that's all we ask for the kids.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight. Have some fun out there.
Thank you, sir.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, our guest, will have the Bessemer Motors starting lineups and the opening tip when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
As it is the Cardinals and the Hillsboro Central Valley Burros. And now it's time for our Bessemer Motors starting lineups. Bessemer Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales crew offers friendly personal service. Bessemer Motors, where our customers send their friends. Call today, 652-2955. That's 652-2955. First for the visiting Burros of Hillsboro Central Valley. They will start at one guard, a 5'3 sophomore, Mackenzie Potosik. At a forward, a 5'9 junior, Paige Cotton. At another guard, a 5'6 senior, Megan Ensign. The third guard is 5'6 senior, Kennedy Olson. And the other forward is 5'9 sophomore, Peyton Olson. For head coach Dwayne Connell, assisted by Kim Olson. For the Carrington Cardinals, it is the same lineup that it has been for the first two games of the season. At one guard, a 5'6 senior, Kennedy Pasternak. At another guard is 5'7 senior, Isabel Wendell. The third guard is a freshman, 5'8, Mara Johnson. At one forward, Eden Hornet, the 5'9 senior. And the other forward is 5'11 freshman Mara Coots. For head coach Andy Broughton, his assistants Mara Nelson and Dave Johnson. The Burros are in deep gray with royal blue numbers and letters. The letters say HCV across the front. They are outlined in white. Carrington in white with cardinal red trim. Cardinal red numbers and letters outlined in black. Carrington will move from right to left across your radio dial and internet stream in this first half. Hillsborough Central Valley from left to right. Happy to have you with us, whether it's locally on KDAK, FM 100.1, AM 1600, the Cardinal, or on the KDAK, the Cardinal mobile app, or by asking your smart speaker to play KDAK, the Cardinal. There will be highlights tomorrow morning on the KDAK, the Cardinal YouTube page. Shout out to Tate Wolski, who's running the camera for us this evening. It's been a game day unlike anything that these young ladies have ever experienced because of the fire alarm. And when I say fire alarm, I had just arrived and we were all evacuated out of the building. There was a legitimate situation that was handled with care and taken very good care of. And now we are just about ready for basketball. It will be Peyton Olson, jumping center for the Burrows, who come in 2-1 on the year. They've beaten not just an evening ago Drayton Valley, Edinburgh, North Border. They've also beaten Oak Grove and lost by 39 points to Central Cass. Carrington's 2-0. Mara Coots jumping center with Peyton Olson, and we are underway in Carrington. Hillsborough Central Valley wins the opening tip, and the layup goes in for Megan Ensign. She opens the scoring, 2-0 Burrows. First possession for Carrington. Pasternak up top for Wendell, right side. Eden Hornet fakes a three, goes up top for Pasternak, around a couple screens for three, banks it in, and Carrington leads 3-2. Carrington hitting exactly 9 threes a game early on. They've hit 9 in both games. Carrington presses, and they force the steal. Mara Johnson gets it, and she moves from right to left against Megan Ensign, who reaches in and commits the foul. Ensign gets her first. And the first foul comes 46 seconds in, on the bank forward scoreboard. Here is Isabel Wendell, around a screen, drives in, wraparound feed, Pasternak finds a wide open Mara Johnson, who can't hit the 12-footer. The rebound deflects all the way out and is taken in by Paige Cotton, who steps out of bounds, a turnover. So it goes back to the Burrows. Carrington up a point at 3-2. Wendell, left side, Mara Johnson traveled on the baseline, and a turnover for Carrington. So a bit of a helter-skelter start. It's 3-2, Cardinals. They press, and the inbound is sent in deep. And now the offense is run by Kennedy Olson. On the right side for Ensign. A deflected ball. She recovers it, gets deflected and stolen by Mara Johnson. The freshman tries to go coast to coast, finds Wendell for two. Carrington up 5-2. Isabel Wendell's first basket. Against a trap, up top for Potosik. Gets a high screen. Potosik guarded by Pasternak. Post entry, loose basketball, tie ball. And on the alternating possession, it goes to Carrington. With 6:11 to go, first quarter on the bank forward scoreboard, it's 5-2 Cardinals. And more of that good defensive intensity that we've seen early this season from Carrington right out of the chute tonight. Mara Johnson with a left-hand dribble to 12 feet. Stops. Pops, can't drop. Weak side rebound, Mara Coots. One dribble, lost it. It comes to Eden Hornet. Up top, Mara Johnson drives right. Kick out to Hornet, right wing. Up top for Wendell. She'll drive left. Now works her way into the paint. Scoop shot does not go. Rebound Burrows, and it's taken in by Ensign. At the other end, it's Kennedy Olson. 5-2 Carrington. Olson looks for the post entry, it's not there. Right side, Driving baseline, kick out. Here's a faked three by Olsen. She drives, and a three in the key is called. And I believe that is on Peyton Olsen. Indeed it is. 5-2 Cardinals. Here's Isabel Wendell. Weaving around the top. And now a post flash for Hornet. It doesn't go in. Rebound Ensign. And she gets a timeout. A Dakota Central timeout is called with 5:05 to go in the first quarter, and it's a 5-2 Cardinal lead. Carrington basketball will continue after this.
Hi, I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
Hillsborough Central Valley had a little difficulty getting the ball in, but now they fly down the court from left to right. And a steal. Isabel Wendell the other way will get into the lane and bank it in. Isabel's got four of the first seven, and Carrington has scored seven in a row, and they get another steal. Mara Johnson in the center of the floor gets it. Finds Eden Hornet for the open 12-footer that goes in, and the Cardinals are up 9-2. Eden's first basket, the team's leading scorer coming in, averaging 17 a game. Down the right side, it's Olsen, guarded by Pasternak. Post entry, double comes, kick left side, a three is long, offensive rebound taken in, and then kicked back out top to Potosik, who is guarded by Mara Johnson in the 1v1 defense. Basket cut, reach around, and a steal. Pasternak the other way down the left side. Lost control of the dribble, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Hillsborough Central Valley, into the game, Bryn Smith and Cadence Van Ray. Both for the first time. Smith, the 5'6 senior, Van Ray, the 5'9 senior. Burroughs facing full court 94-foot pressure. Having a hard time getting the ball in, they finally did to Mackenzie Potosik. Gets by Bryn Smith, and then Smith reaches in from behind and gets the steal. Here comes Cadence Van Ray down the left side. Picks up her dribble, goes right side. A deflected ball finds Bryn Smith. Down to the post. Van Ray, one dribble, gets blocked. And the rebound is taken in by the Burroughs. They trail 9-2, and Bryn Smith almost gets another steal. Boy, Carrington's flying all over the place early. They lead by seven. And Harper Coleman into the game for the first time, the 5'8 sophomore. Into the lineup for the first time for Hillsborough Central Valley, Hadley Abentroth, a 5'7 sophomore, and Casey Hong, a 5'7 junior. Wendell gets her hand on the basketball. It's picked up by Hong, who begins a dribble again and just gets it across in the 10 seconds allotted. Now she's in the lane. Kick out right side. Up top. They swing it to the left wing. That's where Kennedy Olsen is. On the left side, Abenroth. Once the post entry, it's not there. 10 to shoot for the Burroughs. And a steal. Harper Coleman comes away with it. 5-on-3 if they hurry. Coleman left side, and Eden Hornet triple skips over the rim, and it's taken in by the Burroughs, by Peyton Olsen. Down the right side. Driving all the way in and hitting the underside of the rim was Olsen, and a run out for Eden Hornet. She'll lay it in. Eden's got four. Carrington has scored 11 in a row, and they lead 11-2. Against this press break on the left side, they do get it across the timeline with Abentroth. Now up top, it's Olsen. Goes right side for Paige Cotton. a deflected ball stolen, and then a held ball. And on this one, it'll stay at this end. Back in Mara Johnson for Carrington. And into the lineup for the Burrows is Brinley Lessard. Lessard, a 5'8 sophomore. Deep inbounds pass, nearly picked off by Mara Johnson. Instead, it comes to Casey Hong. Hong throws it away. Off the hand of Van Ray, it falls to Eden Hornet. Carrington leading by 9. Here comes Van Ray, but she traveled. And a turnover on the fast break. It's not been perfect, but Carrington defensively has been so good in this first quarter. Here comes Kennedy Olson. Across the timeline, gets into the lane, stops, kicks out right side, a triple short. Rebound taken in by the Burrows, and then a foul is called. And the foul is the first, actually, of the game on Carrington. And it is called on Eden Hornet, her first. And a steal on the inbounds pass by Mara Johnson. Down the left side, Eden Hornet fires a pass to Harper Coleman, who gets all the way in and gets fouled. And she will shoot two. Harper to the free throw line. The foul is the first on Hadley Abentroff. And Harper Coleman, front end, goes in. Carrington leading 12-2. That's the one thing Coach Broughton made mention of in postgame the other night. He did not love the free throw shooting. Second one. And the sophomore buries a pair. Carrington leads 13-2, and they have scored the last 13. 100 seconds to play in the first. A crossover dribble by Kennedy Olson. She's in the front court. A basket cut and a deflected ball stolen again by Mara Johnson. Down the left side, a collision, and the ball out of bounds. It stays with the Cardinals. 11 points the margin on the first quarter Bank Forward scoreboard as Kennedy Pasternak is back in, as is Mackenzie Potosik for the Burrows. The ball thrown into Pasternak. Mara Johnson on the right side against this 1v1. Wendell left alone, drives in, kick. Left side, a three by Van Ray. A little long. Offensive rebound, Coleman, and she's fouled again. And this one's on Kennedy Olson, her first. So right back to the charity stripe is Harper Coleman in a 13-2 game here in this first quarter. Carrington by 11, and the free throw spins off. And back in comes Paige Cotton for Hillsborough Central Valley. Carrington by 11. 74 seconds left, first quarter Bank Forward scoreboard. The second free throw is a lane violation against Coleman. So neither go in. It's still 13-2. And a steal on the inbound and a layup for Mara Johnson. She picked it off and laid it home. And Carrington has scored the last 15. Final minute now, first quarter. Dribbling with the right hand, Kennedy Olson. Olson tries a post entry, loose and stolen by Isabel Wendell. Here comes Kennedy Pasternak from right to left. The senior bounces a ball to Wendell, who drives right, hesitates, and gives to Harper Coleman. Back to Isabel Wendell, 19-second difference in the clocks. Wendell drives right, gives to Pasternak, who thought about the three, did not take it. Van Ray at the head of the key. Gives to Mara Johnson around a curl. Right side, a three for Wendell is short, and the rebound comes down to the Burrows. There is no shot clock, but the ball is still loose. And finally, HCB have it, and they are going to take a timeout. A Dakota Central timeout with 22 seconds left in the first, and Carrington up 15-2. Cardinal basketball will continue after this.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington. bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals.
I'm Mark Coots, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Timeouts brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at dakotacentral.com. Final possession of the quarter, a trap. Carrington trapping out of a 2-3, and Pasternak gets a steal. Final 8 seconds. Up ahead is Wendell, and Isabel will get blocked. Rebound loose, taken in, held ball. With a second left, a held ball keeps it down here. Eden Hornet will check in. Every team works on a play for 1.5 seconds of a quarter. We'll see what Coach Broughton has drawn up. Wendell looks, finds Hornet, who puts it up and misses strong at the buzzer. And so at the end of one quarter, our score on the Bank Forward scoreboard, Carrington 15, Hillsborough Central Valley 2, and Cardinal basketball continues after this.
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details. Now open Sundays from noon to close. Located at the four-way stop in downtown Carrington. Visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings. Call 307-0432 for lots of fun and a friendly environment. It's Headlocks of Carrington.
I'm Cadence Van Ray, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK at the Cardinal.
A good first quarter for Carrington. They scored the final 15 points of it after a good start for Hillsborough Central Valley. And it's 15-2 as we go to the second quarter. Opening possession for the Burrows, and already Carrington backs into a zone on the right side, holding it, Paige Cotton. Goes up top for Addison Sare into the game for the first time. She's a 5'3 junior. Up top, she fires a three, and Sare hits air, and then the ball hits the back of the backboard on the save attempt. It goes back to Carrington, leading by 13. Mara Johnson, as the starting five is out there for Carrington, hands the ball to Hornet. Left side, Pasternak. A basket cut by Eden. Kick out, Pasternak, open three. A little wide right, and taken in by Peyton Olson. Here come the Burrows down the left side. Olson goes coast to coast and cannot finish. It rattled off, and a rebound to Isabel Wendell. She did everything right, and the ball didn't go in. Wendell then turns it over, but it's perhaps going to be turned right back, yes. And Carrington comes out of there with it. Mara Johnson, kick out, Pasternak, open three, short. Rebound taken in by Mara Johnson. She spins, finds Pasternak on the baseline. Wrap around feed, Wendell goes up top. Eden Hornet, open look, three, a little long. Rebound pops loose to Hornet, who fires and hits from 8 feet. Eden Hornet has six, and Carrington has scored the last 17. Down the left side, Avin Troth. Up top now for Potosik, guarded by Pasternak. On the left side, Peyton Olson. On the right side, it's with Sare, guarded closely by Wendell. She tries a post entry. Turnaround jumper goes in for Paige Cotton, and that stops a 17-0 run. It's 17-4. On the Bank Forward second quarter scoreboard. Inside, Wendell can't finish. Mara Coots is tied up on the rebound, and it stays at this end. Carrington 17, Hillsborough Central Valley 4 on the Bank Forward second quarter scoreboard with exactly 6 minutes left in it. Cardinals with the basketball, and it's Eden Hornet. Right side, Pasternak. Johnson tries to drive, gets cut off, has to give to Hornet. Eden goes up top for Wendell. Around a screen from Mara Kutz. Kick out left side. Pasternak thought about it, didn't take it. Gets inside and has it rejected. Here come the Burrows down the right side of the floor. A quick double comes. And at the other end, it's Potosik pulling it up top for Sare. S-A-U-R-E. Sare. Up top for Paige Cotton. She'll drive in and lose the basketball. How many steals does Mara Johnson have? My goodness. And she comes down the right side with a pass to Eden Hornet. Bounced inside to Kutz. Now Johnson as they work a triangle. Here's Hornet. Up top, a triple. A little wide left. Rebound Kennedy Pasternak. But she's on the baseline when she grabs it. It goes back to HCB as Bryn Smith checks in. So far, that's the only thing really missing from the Carrington that we've seen in the first two games is the three-point shot just isn't falling early. That's why they lead 17-4 as Kennedy Olsen checks in for the Burrows. Burrows come in 2-1. That's their best start in a little while. Off the inbounds, it's Kennedy Olsen against Harper Coleman, who has returned for Carrington. She'll drive right. Coleman stays right with her in the open free throw line. Jumper goes in for Paige Cotton. She's got 4 of the 6, and it's 17-6. Dribbling left, Wendell. Goes left side to Kutz. Hornet, left wing, Wendell. Fakes a handoff, gives to Bryn Smith, who thought about a three, did not take it. Gets a screen from Harper Coleman. Finds Harper Coleman pick and pop style. Left side, it's Hornet. Now towards Coleman inside, and Harper's too strong with it. Rebound Burrows. That was a good look, but Harper just a little too strong with it. Here's Potosik, guarded very closely by Bryn Smith. Potosik, a runner, too strong. Got her own miss, tried to kick it out, and it was taken away by Eden Hornet. Harper Coleman from right to left. A Bryn Smith open three is an air ball that works out like a pass. Hornet can't get it. And then a travel is called on Harper Coleman. So right now the offense isn't quite there for Carrington as Cadence Van Ray checks back in. However, their defense has been spectacular. And back in comes Addison Sare. And the ball is knocked out of bounds, but a foul is called on Bryn Smith. Her first foul of the quarter on either team. 17-6 Cardinals. And nearly stolen by Harper Coleman, but getting inside Kennedy Olsen, and then she's fouled and will shoot two. That might be Eden Hornet, and if it is, it's her second. And it is. So Eden picks up number two, and free throws for Kennedy Olsen. Her first one goes down. So it's 5 straight points, and now it's 17-7, Carrington. With 3:41 to go, first half, Bank Forward scoreboard. Both free throws go in, and it's 6 in a row now for the Burrows, who trail by 9. Isabel Wendell, driving kick, a Bryn Smith three. It's good! And Carrington needed that as they had gone a few minutes without a point. It's now 20-8. Bryn Smith hit 4 of those on Friday night against Grafton. On the left side, Kennedy Olsen gives Addison Sore. Tries a post entry look, it wasn't there. Now they go down to the post and a reach around foul is going to be called on Cadence Van Ray. It's her first and the team's third, and Mara Johnson will come back in for Isabel Wendell. 3:06 to play, opening half, 20-8 Carrington. Off the inbounds pass, They go right side for a three that is long for Megan Ensign and out of bounds. 2:58 to play in the half. And changes as Potasik returns, as does Casey Hong. Carrington 20, HCV 8. With under three to play in the first half. Coming up at halftime, we'll have stats and scores and a look at Carrington Wrestling in their duel tonight. Get an update on that. Here's Van Ray. Kick out, Harper Coleman, travel. Another turnover. In fact, that duel is already completed. We'll get not just an update, but results from that duel. Back in is Hadley Abentrop. HCV with a basketball down by 12 at 20-8. Mackenzie Potasik across the timeline against Bryn Smith. Potasik leaves it left side. A right-hand drive into the lane and a shot that got blocked. It'll stay at this end. It was blocked from Casey Hong. Off the inbound, driving in, and a wraparound feed is knocked away and stolen. Taken in by Mara Johnson. Off the steal by Van Ray. Mara Johnson steps into a wide open 19-footer that goes in. Rule one of basketball, stop the ball, and then a steal, and Mara Johnson gets two more. So a quick 4 points for Mara, who has six. It's 24-8 Carrington. And nearly another steal. Carrington's all over the Burrows defensively. Mara Coots and Isabel Wendell back in. Carrington by 16. Off the inbound, it's Paige Cotton against Van Ray. Up top, it's Potasik, guarded closely by Bryn Smith. And getting inside and missing was Peyton Olson. Rebound Carrington. Here they come leading by 16. On the right side, getting inside Mara Johnson. It's blocked, and Mara Coots gets fouled on the rebound. It's the first foul on HCV this quarter, so there's no free throws or anything like that, but it is the first on Casey Hong. Off the inbound, Mara Johnson. Right side to Bryn Smith, back for Johnson at the volleyball line. Mara gets a screen, dribbles left, pick and roll with Mara Coots, and she is called for an extra step. Another turnover as Kennedy Olson checks back in for the Burrows. Here's Hadley Abentroth. And she's fouled. A foul on Isabel Wendell, and that is her first. For Carrington, that's the fourth team foul, so no more to give. And a handoff, and it is a travel, yeah. I thought that was a travel, and indeed it was. And Carrington have it back. Leading by 16. Here is Isabel Wendell around a screen, gets to the lane, floats it up, misses short. Mara Coots, the offensive rebound, and then she is fouled on the ground by Abentroth, and that's her second. With 1:03 to play in the half, and Carrington leading by 16 on the bank forward, second quarter scoreboard. Off the inbound, Cadence Van Ray can't get it to go. Boy, she did everything right, and the darn ball didn't go in. Then a steal by Wendell, and she finds Van Ray, who gets blocked. Offensive rebound, put back Mara Johnson. Too strong, and it falls to Peyton Olson. Here come the Burrows. 24-8, they trail, and a three is long and taken in by Mara Johnson. The three was taken by Paige Cotton. At the other end, Bryn Smith thought about a three, didn't take it. Instead finds Wendell. 6 seconds between the clocks. A Bryn Smith three is wide right and saved by Mara Coots. Towards a cutting Van Ray. Extra pass Bryn Smith. Left wing Isabel Wendell. Up top, a Smith three is long and taken in by HCB, and a held ball will keep it with the Burrows. 16 seconds to play in the half. Carrington comfortable, but the offense not putting up the shooting percentages that they have so far this year. They've been over 40. And a steal. And Bryn Smith then has the ball go off her foot and out of bounds. So it's just been a little helter-skelter. A little discombobulated, you might say. Hillsborough having a hard time getting the ball in, and they never do. A five-second violation. And so it's this last possession of the half has turned into a game of hot potato. Wendell finds Van Ray on the inside for the jumper that's long. Mara Coots is fouled on the rebound, and that's three on Abentrop. And Mara will shoot two. Serious hot potato this final possession. Coots, the freshman, fires and misses wide left. 24-8. Second one is there. She's on the board. It's 25-8, Carrington. And now the Burrows. Down the left side, now into the middle of the floor. Here's Olsen, Kennedy Olsen, left side. A three at the buzzer is long. And that is how the first half comes to a close. On the Bank Forward scoreboard, it's pretty good. Carrington 25, Hillsborough Central Valley 8. And we will have our halftime report when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving the farmers around Carrington, Devils Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. Jay's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
I'm Harper Coleman, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
And at halftime, it is Carrington 25, Hillsborough Central Valley 8. Carrington Basketball all season brought to you by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door, powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. Carrington leading 25-8. Let's give you a first half scoring recap. Carrington being led by two players, Mara Johnson and Eden Hornet, with six each, four for Isabel Wendell, three each for Bryn Smith and Kennedy Pasternak, 2 points for Harper Coleman, and a point for Mara Coots. For Hillsborough Central Valley, Paige Cotton has four, Megan Ensign and Kennedy Olson each have two. There have been no ties, one lead change. Hillsborough Central Valley led this game 2-0. Carrington scored the next 17, and right now is Carrington's biggest lead at 25-8. We'll take a break and come back with a look at what else is going on in Carrington sports and around the state in girls basketball when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market, add to your operation, and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
I'm Cody Thiel, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals lead 25-8 at halftime over Hillsborough Central Valley. Carrington Boys Wrestling went over to Grafton and had a triangular before they host the Carrington Invitational this weekend. They rolled in both of them. They beat Larimore 52-16 tonight, and they beat Grafton 47-28. Carrington Girls Wrestling at 12:45 Friday right here on the Cardinal, followed by girls basketball whenever the wrestling is done or at 6:45, whichever comes second. And then Saturday we will have coverage of the boys wrestling tournament beginning at 10 a.m. right here on KDAK, the Cardinal. Elsewhere, there's no real scores to give you in the state of North Dakota aside from the Barnes County Tournament, which has had its fair share of demolitions today. Northern Cass defeated White Shield 85-12. Lemoore, Litchfield Marion defeated Winemere Lidgerwood 54-30. And Valley City beat South Border 93-18. Maple River and Enderlin tonight. Shiloh Christian Delax Burlington not happening because the travel just got to be a little too dangerous with the random snowstorm that blew through central North Dakota this afternoon. Thompson is at Four Winds Minnewaukan, Kindred at Wahpeton. The highlight games in Class A tonight. Other region teams in action before our next broadcast on Friday. These are both games on Thursday. Grafton is at Crookston, Minnesota. And Botno is at Devil's Lake. Carrington basketball all season long brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance, 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. And Carrington basketball brought to you by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is here to help with any legal question. 652-3400. When we come back, second half action in this one. Carrington 25, Hillsborough Central Valley 8, and Cardinal basketball continues after this.
CHI St. Alexia's Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexia's Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Looking for great rates and a secure investment? Well, we have the right options to grow your savings. Hi, this is Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward Carrington. Our current CD specials offer a variety of options, including annual percent yield as high as 4.5 for 7 months. Stop in today for all the details. Helping you save more. It's simply the forward way. Additional terms and conditions apply. $2,500 minimum balance required. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
I'm Kennedy Pasternak, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Just about ready to go. Second half action here in Carrington. Wrapping up the season opening three-game homestand with Hillsborough Central Valley in town. It's 25-8 Cardinals. We will have the road opener. In fact, these next three games, three big tests against three of the top five ranked teams in the state. We're there for all three of them. Shiloh Christian on Friday, Devil's Lake on Monday, Thompson a week from Friday. In fact, Thompson a week from Friday is a doubleheader. Where I come from, those are normal. Up here, that's the only one this season. No other doubleheaders, which is kind of a bummer without the kind of. I mean, it was tradition at my school. The girls were really good. Everybody goes, watches them, leaves right before we go stink the joint up. It was just a tradition. We were not very good down in Grosbeck. Underway, second half, Mara Johnson driving baseline, stops, pops, and drops from 17. Mara's got 8, and Carrington's lead is 27-8. Against the press, able to work the ball into the front court, Kennedy Olson. Olson goes right wing corner to Ensign, who gets baseline, kicks it back out, and then tries to get a give and go going. It's picked off by Pasternak instead, and Eden Hornet at the other end fires and rolls it home. Eden's got 8, and Carrington's lead is 21, with 7:05 and counting in the third quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Kennedy Olson has it poked out of bounds by Mara Johnson. Cards by 21. Hillsborough Central Valley with a basketball. And off the inbound, they try another give and go, and it's picked off by Mara Johnson. She has a lot of steals tonight. I mean a lot. She has the ball on the right wing. Looks for the post entry. There it is. Mara Coots gets blocked. She got blocked by Peyton Olson. Rebound Burroughs. And here they come from right to left across your radio dial and internet stream and smartphone. A wraparound feed deflected and taken in by Mara Coots. Another Carrington steal. And up ahead, it's Pasternak with the lefty layup. 31-8. Kennedy's got 5. Biggest lead for the Cards. And don't forget, if it's 30 after three quarters, running clock in the fourth. Kennedy Olson. Right now it's only 23. Post entry, turnaround jumper goes for Peyton Olson. And it's 31-10. It That's Peyton's first basket of the ball game. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Mara Johnson, Pasternak, here's Wendell, crossing over, kick out, Pasternak left side, thought about it, didn't take it. And now on the left side, it's Wendell. Between the circles is Mara Johnson, behind a Wendell screen, couldn't take the shot. Wendell gets doubled, shuffles it off to Hornet for three. A little long and taken in by Peyton Olson, and then an exchange of turnovers. And at the other end, it's Kennedy Olson. 5:10 and counting, third quarter, Bank Forward scoreboard. Carrington by 21. Olson right side, Ensign around a screen. Post entry, the help comes. It's Eden Hornet, and Ensign fires a three and misses. Rebound, Mara Coots, right off the front of the rim in the backboard to the freshman Coots. Mara Johnson, another freshman. Left side, Isabel Wendell. Drives left, gets all the way to the 10 and gets fouled. She will shoot a couple on the foul by Potosik. Carrington was 3 of 6, 50% at the line first half, and the first one here is right down the middle. 32-10, Carrington. Into the lineup, Cadence Van Ray and Bryn Smith for Coach Andy Broughton. Second one, right down the middle. 6 points for Isabel Wendell, 33-10, Carrington. Down the right side, driving is Kennedy Olson, and she gets fouled. Foul is on Wendell, her second. And so free throws for Kennedy Olson. She knocked down the only two attempts for Hillsborough Central Valley prior to halftime. Her first one is good, 33-11. A second one on the way. Off the mark, rebound at Carrington. Here is Mara Johnson, left side to Cadence, or to Isabel Wendell, around to Cadence Van Ray screen. Gives to Bryn Smith. Weaving around the top, here is Hornet. To 14 feet with a jumper for Eden. And she's into double figures for a third straight game. She's got 10, and then Bryn Smith almost gets a steal. It's 35-11 Cardinals with 4:08 to play, third quarter. On the Bank Forward scoreboard. They throw the ball in deep to break the press. 2-on-1 if they hurry. On the left side, oh, they could not convert. They had the 2-on-1, and the pass was a little too wide. Back in Harper Coleman, and in for the first time is Aniston Hornet, the 5'8 freshman. Hornet handles down the right side, around a screen from Van Ray, gives to Eden Hornet, drives right, kicks it right side to Bryn Smith. And on a post-up, Hornet's turnaround jumper does not go, and Hillsborough Central Valley has the basketball. And down the left side, a near travel, but Potosik able to keep the dribble just barely. Now a wraparound feed to the right side. Ensign gets inside and puts it up and in. Her first point since the first quarter, and it's 35-13. Van Ray drives inside, stops, fires, misses long, and the rebound comes down to the Burrows. And here they come, quickly the other way. Numbers for Kennedy Olson. She does it all herself. Timeout, and it will be a full. A Dakota Central timeout is called by Hillsborough Central Valley. A nice drive by Kennedy Olson. She's got five. It's 35-15, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Looking for great rates and a secure investment? Well, we have the right options to grow your savings. Hi, this is Tiffany Paulson at Bank Forward Carrington. Our current CD specials offer a variety of options, including annual percent yield as high as 4.5 for 7 months. Stop in today for all the details. Helping you save more. It's simply the forward way. Additional terms and conditions apply. $2,500 minimum balance required. Bank Forward, member FDIC.
Back in Carrington as the Cardinals hold a 20-point advantage with 3 minutes and 6 seconds remaining in our third quarter. Carrington trailed once in this game. It was at 2-0. And not since then have they trailed. Isabel Wendell dribbles left, finds Bryn Smith in the left wing corner. Gets a screen, pops a three, a little long. Rebound Harper Coleman, and a second chance at it. But then she is stripped of the basketball by Kennedy Olson, who goes down the floor and lays it in again. Kennedy Olson with seven. It's 35-17 at the other end. Aniston Hornet, kick out, a three for Wendell, spins off. Rebound Hornet. Aniston goes down towards Bryn Smith. Extra pass Harper Coleman. She'll drive left, get trapped, go up top for Wendell. Here's Van Ray. Two dribbles left into the lane. Cadence Van Ray finishes. And she's got her first basket. 37-17 with 2:08 counting of the third. A good trap. Hillsborough Central Valley have 3 seconds to get it across, and they do just that. Kennedy Olson dribbling right. Up top, Potosik against Van Ray. Now around a screen, it's a pick and roll and a layup. Peyton Olson. And it's 37-19 with 100 seconds left in the third. Isabel Wendell gives to Bryn Smith, who drives right, kicks it out, Aniston Hornet. To 8 feet, kicks instead to Wendell. Drives left, Wendell, Van Ray, now Smith. Van Ray on a post-up travels. 37-19. Mara Kutz, Mara Johnson, Kennedy Pasternak back in to go with Harper Coleman and Isabel Wendell. Substitutions as well for HCV. Lassard is back in, as is Abentroth with 3 fouls. Here's Kennedy Olson in an 18-point game. Olson, wraparound feed, picked off by Harper Coleman. Carrington Abbott back, leading by 18. Wendell drives right, kicks right wing, a three for Pasternak. Off the heel, offensive rebound, Mara Kutz. It falls to Harper Coleman. Up top, Mara Johnson drives right, kicks it to Wendell. Into the post, Kutz is fouled and will shoot two. Mara to the free throw line. The foul is the first on Brindley Lassard, and the first free throw for Kutz is long. Mara split a pair in the second quarter. It's 37-19 Cardinals. Second one for the freshman. Off the front of the rim, rebound Mara Johnson back for a cutting Mara Kutz to lay it in. Carrington gets their 20-point lead back, 39-19. They've led by as many as 23, and a steal. And Kennedy Pasternak's layup is in. So a couple of quick baskets makes it 41-19 Carrington. And then a foul is called on Mara Johnson. Her first. Off the inbound. A steal. Here's Isabel Wendell the other way. She'll give it left side. Eden Hornet comes down the court, has her shot blocked. It comes to Wendell. Kick out. Three, Pasternak. skips it over the rim. Rebound, Mara Kutz. Here's a jumper by Hornet that's blocked. Try it again, Eden. This time she hits. Eden Hornet with 12. And that is how the third quarter comes to a close, with Carrington leading 43-19 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. And Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
This is Thor Nelson, a Minot resident and National Hockey League official for 21 years. Why officiate? Some officiate to help kids learn and respect the game. They enjoy watching kids develop in their sport and as people, and they enjoy it because it's fun. You can be an official. Call your local high school or the North Dakota High School Activities Association at 701-845-3953. A message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
Napa is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our Napa know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington Napa Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
I'm Berkeley Thompson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals lead by a game-high 24 as we go to the fourth quarter, 43-19. Burroughs have the basketball, and on the right side, a trap. It comes to the head of the key for a triple that rattles off. Rebound, Mara Johnson. Good look by Sore, just did not go in. The freshman, Mara Johnson, has it. Goes down to Mara Kutz, who spins, puts it up, puts it in. Mara Kutz with an aggressive post move, and Carrington's lead is 45-19. At the other end, a reach-in foul is called. That one might be on Kutz. We'll see. Indeed it is. Mara gets her first. Team's first of the fourth quarter, Carrington by 26 on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Off the inbound, it's Ensign, right side, and a deflected ball stolen. Isabel Wendell. A lot of Burroughs turnovers tonight. Wendell, right side, Mara Johnson. Wants a screen from Kutz, turns it down, drives baseline, finds Wendell to Hornet. Inside, Kutz blocked. She got blocked by Peyton Olson. That's happened a couple of times. I think Carrington will be okay with that because it's something to show Mara on film. Dribbling left is Sore. Up top, dribbling with it is Ensign. Into the lane and lost it. Out of bounds. It stays at this end with 6:38 to go. Carrington well on their way to a 3-0 start before, I would dare say, the toughest three-game stretch of the season coming up. Sienna Topps in for Mara Johnson. Top, the 5'9 junior. Off the inbound. On the left side, Ensign. Thought about it, didn't take it. Sore. With the right hand, now left-hand dribble. Goes up top for Paige Cotton. Here's a long three at the shot clock buzzer that is an air ball and a shot clock violation. It was taken by Ensign. So Isabel Wendell, Sienna Topp, Eden Hornet, Mara Kutz, and Kennedy Pasternak, the five on the floor for Carrington. Here's Topp on the right side, dribbling with the left hand, now with the right, gives to Pasternak. Carrington by 26. A give and go for Kennedy, and she took an extra step. Another turnover. It's not been the cleanest basketball game tonight. But Carrington, the one thing you have to say is they continue to defend like their game relies on it. And another steal right on cue. Here's Pasternak in the lane. Wrap around to Kutz. And she lost it momentarily. It comes to Sienna Topp. Hornet. Wendell, left side. Pasternak gets in the lane. Finds Wendell. Up top, Sienna Topp thought about it, did not take it. Drives right, gives to Hornet for a three. Splash! Eden Hornet a triple. She's got 15, and Carrington's lead is 29. And we know what happens at 30. The running clock as Carrington gets ready to bring a few more players in. That ball's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay at this end. Back in, Harper Coleman, Bryn Smith, and Cadence Van Ray. That might be it tonight for Eden Hornet, Kennedy Pasternak, and Isabel Wendell with a 29-point lead. You don't want to have anything weird happen at the end of this game. On the right side, skip it, left wing. A three by Ensign is long and taken in by Van Ray, who takes off down the center of the floor across the Cardinal logo. On the left side, Sienna Top drives right around a couple screens. Sienna Top to the basket, lays it in. Sienna Top's first hoop of the year makes it 50-19. Dribbling left into the lane with a layup that goes in is Addison Sore for her first basket. 50-21 Cards. Mara Coots, Sienna Top at the head of the key. Gets a screen, kicks it right side to Cadence Van Ray, who has it go off her foot right to Mara Coots, who throws it up and misses but draws the foul. Mara almost had a chance at three right there. The foul is called on Hillsborough Central Valley's Peyton Olson, her first. Coots, wide right with the first one. 5 of 9 at the free throw line, Carrington tonight. Second one for the freshman is there. And Carrington's lead is 51-21, a 30-point margin. On the right side, Kennedy Olson lost it right off her foot and out of bounds. A turnover at the midway mark of the fourth, and into the game, Sophie Spitzer, the 5'11 sophomore. There's only one junior and two sophomores on the roster, I should say. Running clock mode now, the rest of this game, up by 30, Bryn Smith. Up top, Harper Coleman. There you go. Driving right is Sienna Top, and she is fouled. So Sienna shoots two. And it is the fourth on Aventroth. We're going to see the game debut of Josie Coleman, the 5'7 freshman, in just a moment, as the free throw goes in for Sienna Top. 52-21 Carrington. Two Mercy Rule quote unquote wins. Second one does not go. Rebound Hillsborough, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Two Mercy Rule wins in the first three games for Carrington. I think they'll take that as they get ready for three straight state-ranked teams starting Friday night. They'll be good tests, and it'll really give us a sense of where Carrington is in this pre-Christmas period. And a pass is deflected by Bryn Smith and picked off by Josie Coleman. Coleman the other way for Carrington. Lost it momentarily. Tries to find Van Ray. Finally does. Under three to play. Van Ray gives to Aniston Hornet. And a Dakota Central timeout is called by Carrington's Andy Broughton. We'll take it as well. 52-21, and Carrington basketball continues after this.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
I'm Coach Dave Johnson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Before we go any further, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Live from Carrington High School, this is Cardinal Basketball.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
52-21 Cardinals with 2:51 to play. Bryn Smith cracking a joke with one of the officials. Nobody surprised. Van Ray hands it to Smith, and she traveled. To be a fly on the wall for this film session tomorrow. Would love that. Because it's a comfortable win, but boy, it was not a smooth performance. And Hillsborough turns it over again. Back in, Sienna Top, back in, Harper Coleman. We will be with you on Friday at either 6:45 or immediately following wrestling, whichever is second, or Carrington and Shiloh Christian. Cutting inside is Aniston Hornet, and she is fouled. She will shoot a couple. On the second foul on Mackenzie Potosik. The free throw goes down for Aniston, 53-21. And then right here a week from tonight, we'll have both the Carrington Coaches Show and the boys' home opener, 54-21. It's also against Shiloh Christian. Very, very big challenge. Heck of a home opener. That's for sure. Third-ranked team in the state preseason. Here's a three at the other end that rattles off. Offensive rebound and a foul is called. And the foul is called on Sienna Top, her first. Carrington open with St. John, the boys do. And Top gets a steal on the inbound. That's a St. John team that actually returns a good bit of their scoring from last season. On the right side, Harper Coleman drives left, leaves for Sienna Top. Aniston Hornet, kick out, Josie Coleman. Top, final 70 seconds here. Here's a three for Spitzer that, was it blocked? It was not. It was, however, saved in, and a held ball will keep it at this end. Now, they reset the shot clock. I don't think that should have happened, but it doesn't matter. We're under a minute left. So the guys have an interesting game on Friday. Long road trip, too, by the way. And then a real tough game a week from tonight. No doubt about it. Inside, Sienna Top misses once, but not twice. And Sienna getting some good playing time here in this fourth quarter has 5 points. Carrington 56-21. Post entry and pass back to the wing as in for the, or not for the first time, but in is Casey Hong, and she banks it in. Her first basket, 56-23. Carrington does not have to shoot it again. And Harper Coleman and Aniston Hornet will not shoot it again. Carrington win it to go to 3-0, 56-23 tonight over Hillsborough Central Valley. And we will have our post-game report in a moment when Cardinal Basketball continues after this.
Screen printing, custom gifts, and laser engraving, all in Carrington? What a concept. Central City Concepts. They can take your corporate logo, event graphic, or favorite saying and make it sing on T-shirts, coffee mugs, hydro flasks, and all sorts of promotional items. They can also do custom laser engraving, specializing in everything from signs to award plaques to promo gifts for businesses. Check them out on Facebook or call Central City Concepts at 652-534-634 during business hours, Monday through Thursday from 9 to 4.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
I'm Darina Bondarenko, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Welcome back to Carrington after the Cardinals go to 3-0, 56-23 over Hillsboro Central Valley. We're joined by freshman Mara Johnson, 8 points, and if I could count that high, I'd tell you how many steals you had, but that was... You seem very comfortable out there, especially defensively. Are you pretty comfortable?
Yeah. I'm really close with, like, my teammates, so it's really just normal being with them. Yeah.
So I was talking to someone last night, and I told them, wow, for a freshman, she looks very, very composed out there. And he told me, you know, that's not a surprise. She grew up in a competitive household.
Yeah.
Take us through that. I mean, how competitive is it? Because I think... If I remember correctly, would your brother have been on the team that made it to state?
Yeah. Well, all three of my siblings played. My dad loves basketball, so it's just very, like, it just runs in the family, so.
What is it like being able to press teams and turn them over at the rate you guys have turned people over in those first three games?
It feels great. Like, we're just, like... We're getting points and we're getting steals, so it just, yeah.
For a freshman, what's been the most, or what's been the biggest adjustment to a varsity game that you've had to make?
Probably, like, how fast it is and, yeah, like, aggressiveness.
Well, you're certainly going to see some aggressiveness the next three games.
Yeah.
It starts with Shiloh Christian, then Devil's Lake, then Thompson. I know you guys like to have these easy wins, but the challenging games could be really fun.
Yeah, they are.
Well, congratulations on the win. 8 points tonight, and you just filled up the stat sheet. All those steals, all those deflections. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mara Johnson joining us in post-game. We'll get assistant coach Dave Johnson in a second. Mara will go upstairs to talk to the other media. And before we get Coach Johnson, let's just give you the scoring recap. Only one player got into double figures in the game. That was Eden Hornet. 15 points for her. 8 points for Mara Johnson. 7 each for Kennedy Pasternak and Isabel Wendell. 5 each for Mara Kutz. And how about Sienna Topp getting some fourth quarter playing time and 5 points there, and then 2 each for Cadence Van Ray, for Aniston Hornet, and for Harper Coleman. For Hillsboro Central Valley, they were led by Kennedy Olson, not a big surprise. She had 7, 4 each for Peyton Olson and Paige Cotton and Megan Ensign, and then 2 points each for Addison Sare and Casey Hong. The game was never tied. Hillsboro had a 2-0 lead, at which time Carrington did all of the freaking out. No, I'm just kidding. It was 2-0. They came down, hit a 3, and never trailed. In fact, Kennedy's 3 started a 17-0 run. And Carrington is 3-0, 56-23 over the Hillsboro Central Valley Burros. And now we will get assistant coach Dave Johnson in here after the win. And we were just talking with Mara. I mean, I'm sure when you guys go and look at the film of this one, it's not perfect. But it speaks to how well you guys are playing defense that, again, you turn a team over like crazy and you give up 23 points.
Yeah, our defense is playing great right now. And that's what you lean on. You know, if you're
you're not making shots or offense is struggling, we can always lean on our defense, and you can always do that. That's all effort and energy, and our girls have that.
You probably learned something about the team tonight, because this is really the first game in the early season where the shots just weren't falling. So what did you learn about the team?
Well, we're a confident group, you know, when we're open, we got to keep taking our shots, and the girls kept doing that, and yeah, that's nothing I didn't know, but yeah, there's going to be games where shots are falling. It's the sport's easy then, you know, but when they're not falling, you can always lean on your defense and make those plays. So
I know you guys stat during the game. How many steals do you have Mara with?
I don't know. Yeah, she had a lot of deflections. She keeps her hands up, and you know, those are things we preach to all the girls. Keep our hands up, deflections, whoever gets the steals, that's great, you know. Then we get off and running. So,
and you know, in a game like that, you're able to bring some younger players off the bench. Sienna Top really had a nice fourth quarter.
Yeah, she's been playing well, and yeah, Sienna's been doing a good job, you know, in both games and in practices. They're all working hard, so, yep.
And your JV still undefeated. Tell us a little bit about that group, because they look very good early.
Yeah, we got a nice group, and yeah, we're coming along. You know, there'll be tougher games ahead, but yeah, no, the girls, they all work hard, and yeah, we're there's ways to go. There's things to fix, but we're coming.
Games like that are fun. Challenges like the next three games are probably more fun for you as a coach. Can you give us a little bit of a preview of the first one, Shiloh Christian, coming up on Friday?
Oh, it'll be – they always got a good team, so it's going to be a challenge. But in the next three, you know, regional games like – important, so we didn't want to overlook tonight, and yeah, Friday will be a fun game, a good trip out to Bismarck, and yeah, so we're just kind of focused on that. We're not looking too far ahead. So
well, coach, we'll see you over there on Friday. Congratulations on the 3-0 start.
Yeah, thanks, BJ.
That is assistant coach Dave Johnson joining us, along with Mara Johnson here in post game. We'll come back and wrap it up when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company, or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in central North Dakota, or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
I'm Isabel Wendell, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDIK, the Cardinal.
And back inside Carrington Gymnasium after the Cardinals get a 56-23 win over the Hillsborough Central Valley Burros. So they are 3-0. Carrington able to get to 2-0 in region play, and that's really important, of course, because the big teams in the region, you haven't yet played Devils Lake and Thompson, but that is coming, and that is coming literally next week, as the Cardinals will have one non-region game before that, and that will come against the fourth-ranked team in the state, according to the media this week, and that is the Shiloh Christian Skyhawks. We will be with you Friday night at about 6:45 or immediately following wrestling, whichever comes second, and we'll have coverage from Bismarck of that one. Before that, though, Carrington girls wrestling at 12:45. Kyle Hewitt on Friday will bring you coverage of that. My thanks to everyone here at Carrington High School, Superintendent Janelle Helm, Principal Connor Weber, and of course the Dean of Students and Athletic Director Carla Michelson. Now, speaking on behalf of our entire crew, my name is BJ Walters. Carrington 3-0, 2-0 in Region 2 play after a 56-23 win over the Hillsborough Central Valley boroughs. Until Friday, good night from Carrington, North Dakota.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. For more news on Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over to our website, newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.